Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. And guess what? I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm back in Houston. Okay. And many of you are aware, if you're brand new, my name is Wesley Virgin. I'm a self-made millionaire and I go live each and every night to give you the opportunity to pick my brain, which means that you can ask me questions about how to manifest dreams. You can talk about business, entrepreneurship, or just even my personal journey to earning tens of millions of dollars over the years here. Okay. So, great night. How's everybody feeling? I am back in Houston, Texas here, and I'm glad to be back here in the beautiful state of Texas, H-Town here. To say I've been very busy, I've been very extremely busy these days, but it's a good busy. I'm always excited when I can work and to create brand new projects. I'm a disruptor. I love going into different niches and just disrupting an industry with my talent, skill, and artistry as well. And before I start answering questions, I want to give you some advice. I hate when people say, this is the secret to my success. But this is one trait that I have used over the years to keep me wealthy. And as a matter of fact, it was a contributor to making me wealthy. And it's two words, and I want you to write these words down. Consistent enthusiasm. Consistency and enthusiasm. And why is that important? Because to make money, to make a lot of money, you have to be consistent. And if you want to make a lot of money fast, you have to be enthusiastic during the entire process, the entire journey. That means you have to be enthusiastic when you have hard times, challenges, adversities. I don't believe in bad days, bad moments, when you lose money. When it almost appears that nothing is working, you have to remain enthusiastic. And like I said before, you got to be consistent. Right? You just got to do what you did yesterday. You got to do it again. And you have to do it for years in business, very specifically, for it to eventually work. Does that make sense, folks? Got it? Consistency and enthusiasm. You know, when I meet people, I know within the first 5 minutes if they're going to succeed or not. You know, when people say, I want to be successful and I want to do this. I want to travel the world. I want to retire my pay. This is how I know if they're going to be successful or not. Kind of just based off their enthusiasm. Like, if you're complaining or, you know, you're down and upset and angry because your success or whatever you perceive success to be is not happening. Well, I know you're not going to make it. Just know. Because success is not when you celebrate when everything is going well. Success when you can celebrate when everything is going terribly. Get it? Let me say it again. Success is just not celebrating when everything is going well. You're making money, everything is working out, you're getting customers, you're making money, okay? You buy nice things. No. Real success is when you can put a smile on your face, when you're going to be excited, when it feels and looks like everything around you is not working in your favor. When you lose money, when the business is in debt, when it feels like you're trying everything, but it's just nothing is working. But if you can remain enthusiastic, that's real success. Okay? Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? So, this is why, this is my secret. See, one thing about me, you'll never know when I'm struggling financially. You'll never know when I'm hurting. Ever. You'll never really know. Ever. Okay? And to be honest, you know, in the past 10 years, I have not struggled financially at all. But even if I was, you'll never know. Listen, I can lose everything, but you won't know. Not based off my attitude and my enthusiasm. You'll never know, ever. And you might think to yourself, Wesley, how can a person be enthusiastic when they're broke? How can a person put a smile on their face when they're in debt and everything that you're trying is not working? That may be your question right now. You may say, well, how? I don't get it, Wes. I'm losing everything. I lost my car. I hate my job. I'm getting older. I'm reading books, meditating, buying courses. How can you remain enthusiastic about that? You want to know? Hey, Pedro, how are you? Yeah, I know. Abdo. You know why? Let me tell you something. I was talking to someone today on the phone. You know, and I'll say it, it's my woman, you know. My woman, I was talking to her on the phone. And I noticed, because I pay attention to my woman, right? I could tell she was stressed. And I can always feel when she's stressed out, even though sometimes women don't tell you, you know, because they don't want to bother you. You know, women, a woman that really loves you, she don't want to complain all the time because she knows that might affect your energy. But, you know, I want to know. When my woman is hurting, I want to know. When she's bothered, I want to know. And I could tell she was stressed out about something. And, you know, she was like, well, you know, sometimes it just happens, you know, but I get over it, but it just, you know, I just can't control it. I said, and this is what I want you to do. Whenever you feel stress, or whenever you feel stressed about anything, it doesn't matter what it is, whenever you feel that, I want you to ask yourself something. This is what I told her, because I love her. I said, ask yourself, do I have to be stressed right now? Let me ask that. Listen, I said, whenever you feel stress about anything in your life, anything, doesn't matter, ask yourself, do I have to be stressed? Like, is it necessary? Do I have to feel stressed right now? And she thought about it for a second. Started to laugh a little bit. I said, I just want you to ask the question. Just ask her, just say, do I have to be stressed right now? Because obviously she don't need to be stressed because she got Wesley the Virgin in her life. She don't have to be stressed about anything. But that's the same question I want you to ask yourself. Because many people, they lack enthusiasm in business and entrepreneurship and opportunities because they feel worried and stressed about something. But the next time you feel stressed about anything in your life, I don't care if it's debt, I don't care if you lost money, invest money, you're scared, whatever. Ask yourself, say, do I have to be stressed right now? Because stress is an activity, it's action. Like, you have to do it. You have to actually allow yourself to feel this way. I give example, like, you know, when people are stressed, okay, they may feel stressed about something because something that's unknown and it happens. Oh my God, this is happening. But the question is, do I have to continue to feel this way? You know, because sometimes sadness and disappointment, it can just happen, right? Because we're human beings. But all I want you to do is this. It's very powerful, by the way. Whenever you feel stressed about anything, whenever you feel worried, ask yourself, do I have to feel this way? And if the answer is no, you don't have to, then the next question is, well, how do you want to feel? That's what I told her. It's so powerful, right? You know, people go to psychologists and psychiatrists for years to get over these moments of stress, disappointment, depression, and all they need to do is just have a conversation with themselves. Ask one question. Like if you're worried about your business, you're stressing about your weight, your health, whatever, ask yourself. Just say, you know, do I have to stress about this? Like maybe you've been working on your company and trying to figure out a way to make money. You're stressed about it because you can't pay your bills. Ask yourself, do you have to be stressed? And the obvious question, the answer is just no, you don't have to be. Then the next question is, well, how do you want to feel? Well, I want to feel happy. I want to feel that everything is going to work out perfectly. Okay, we'll feel that way. Listen, I know it sounds so simplistic. Because many of you that are going through it right now in life, you know, it's so sad that people are so married and associated to those dark, lower, deplorable feelings. You know, just that sadness and depression. And you know, you're so married to it. And you really feel that's reality. Because you connect things in life that you can't solve immediately to these lower emotions. But what I want you to understand is you can disconnect those feelings. Like if something doesn't work out in your business, in your life, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. If you don't know the solution for something in your business right now, it doesn't mean that you're a failure, that you're a loser. It doesn't mean that you have to worry. Many of you, like, you feel that, well, I'm worried about that. Well, what are you worried about? Well, I'm worried because I don't know if I'm going to fix it. Well, what if you don't fix it? Well, then I'm not going to have money to pay my car note. I'm not going to have money to pay my house note. Well, how do you know you're not going to have the money? Like, how do you know this? It's very interesting how we know everything. We can be a predictor of everything that is negative in our life. Like, if you lose your job today, many of you won't quit your job because you say, well, I can't quit my job because I have a family to take care of. I can't quit my job because I have to pay the car note. But I'm like, you're predicting that if you quit your job that you're going to lose everything. But I'm like, but how do you know? Maybe you won't lose everything. Maybe you'll gain more. You know, when it comes to creating reality, and many of you do believe that we do create our reality, what you don't realize that many of us, we create the reality that we don't want. Some of you, oh, I can't leave this relationship because I don't want to be alone. Well, you know, the kids, I can't leave my husband, my wife for the kids. You know, the kids are going to turn out terrible. Well, how do you know that? Like, how do you know? I can't leave my job right now. I need money. How am I going to be able to pay my bills? Who's going to pay my bills for me? I just can't do that. I don't want to sleep under the... See, just like pay attention to what people say. They're like creating this negative experience. They're such great manifestors, but they're just manifesting things that they don't want. When do you ever consider, at the same time you're creating all these negative experiences or negative illusions, you know, things that may happen. Oh, I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. I can't do this. That's my last $10,000. By then, I'm going to be broke. Then I'm not going to have any money. We're such great predictors of what will go wrong. When do we become predictors of the things that may go well. That was good. Like, when do we start to predict the future that we want to have? All right, we can predict problems. We can predict not having money. We can predict things that may go wrong. Well, I don't want to invest that money, and what if I lose it? Did I lose everything? Well, what if you make more? Isn't that amazing how we never think about, when we talk about the what if, we never think about, like, what if everything works out? We always talk about, what if it fails? What if I get hurt? What if I lose? What if he cheats? What if she uses me? That's powerful, right? And, you know, people think what I do is magical. It's not magical. It's just, I just always think about the best case scenarios. And I'm not saying that every scenario that I create is going to work out, but I created in my mind that way. Like, if I launched a company doesn't work out. I say, great. Company didn't work out because I'm learning something within this company that's going to set me up for the next company to make more money. Like, I always think that way. Even when I lost one company, I lost over $2 million a year. I said, great, okay, that company is gone. That means something else is going to launch, okay, a better and better company on a better platform that's going to allow me to make more money. I made $10 million more with the next company. Like, I just say, oh, I lost $2 million. What am I going to do? That was a lot of money. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? No. But see, that's what most of you would do. Many of you cry and complain about, you know, $5,000, $1,000, $100. Where's my $100? Where am I? Man, they just took my money. My money is gone. I'm like, what? You ever met a person that invested in a course and it didn't work out in their favor? And they said, man, they just took my money. They took your money? No, you gave us the credit card for us to buy the product, for you to buy the product. You just didn't utilize the product. Listen, write this down. You got to be consistent, and you must be enthusiastic while you're consistent in whatever you're doing in your life to create progress. That's the key. And you have to do this for years. Okay? Years. Somebody put years. Years. Like, you have to be consistent, like in business, very specifically, you got to be very consistent with business. Because there's so many, what you don't see with millionaires, and they may tell you, say, yeah, I failed, but you don't see the failure. So it's hard to resonate with millionaires because you didn't see when they failed. See, this is why if you go to YouTube, type in Wesley Virgin and go back 10 years, you'll see when my YouTube channel, when I was getting like no views, you'll see my videos that were just terrible. I couldn't even communicate prop. Like, just go back. You'll see how I started. But see, I personally, like, I never saw what I was doing as a failure. I'm the kid that's like, well, I'm just going to keep trying things until something works. Okay? That's it. Because like Mark Cuban says, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, you only got to be right one time. That's it. Like, think about that for a second. It's like, why not try so many things to make money? Because you only got to be right one time, just once. One time can change your life and your family's life forever. But so many of you are predicting your life in a way that's disallowing you to take action. Well, I can't invest money because I might lose it. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know. You know, what if it don't work out? Oh, I don't want to be hurt. Oh, I don't want to lose this. That's you. We're too busy, most of you, being predictors of what we don't want to happen. You with me? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Mark Cuban. He did sell the Dallas Mavericks for a couple of billion dollars. But do you folks get my point? You have to learn and teach yourself how to be consistently enthusiastic about every scenario, every experience in your life. Okay? Yeah. Because if you're not able to do this, you're gonna have a tough life. You're gonna be on this what I call the emotional roller coaster. You're gonna allow external circumstances to predict your mood and your behavior. Listen, external thing does not predict my mood or my behavior. Don't care. Honestly, I don't care what happens externally as it relates to my mood. I'm going to be grateful with $1 million. I'm going to be grateful with $1,000. I'm going to be happy with $1 million. I'll be happy with $100. Why? Because those things don't determine my happiness. I just made a decision that those things don't determine my happiness. Of course I want more money. Of course I want more success. But that doesn't cause me to be happy. I'm just happy just honestly. You know what I learned to do when I was broke? I learned just to be excited that I had another opportunity to make $1 million. Like every morning, I was like, I got an opportunity today to do something to impact the world to make $1 million. I don't know what it is. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Every day, I'm getting closer to the millions of dollars. Like even right now, every day I'm getting closer to becoming the first billionaire in my family. I'm very close to becoming the first black man that has a $1 billion valuation as relates to an iPhone app. First one, me. I think so. Okay. Like I'm just saying things. Right? You may say, well, how do you know? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able, but I just know I will. And I don't know how to tell you that I know that my app is going to eventually be a $1 billion valuation. I don't know how to prove it to you. I guess you just got to stick around and watch it happen. The point is, you can say whatever you want to say, and you continue to say it over and over again. Okay? And you know what the crazy thing about saying something over and over and over again? It tends to happen. Okay? What is the best way to fill your emotional bank account when you're on empty? Do mirror work. Go to the mirror and tell yourself that you're amazing. Tell yourself that you're confident. Tell yourself that you're strong, that you're powerful. Tell yourself that you're a king, that you're a queen. Tell yourself you can do anything. That's how you fill up your emotional bank account. Got to start talking to yourself. There's nothing wrong with speaking to yourself. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself encouraging words. Okay? Hey, Latoya. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Comment below. Hey, Sky High Marketing. Listen, what's the point of living if you don't have dreams? And what's the point of having dreams if you can't communicate them dreams to yourself and to the world? Some of you are afraid just to tell yourself what your dream is. Some of you are afraid to tell other people your dream. Some of you are afraid just to talk about your dream because you don't know how it's going to happen. Like, you don't know. But to me, not knowing how it's going to happen is the thrill. Like, to me, that's the fun part
of accomplishing the dream. Like, you don't even know. Like, you don't even know. Like, tomorrow could be the day that you have a major breakthrough in your business, your company, or your job. Like, you don't know. But you should expect it. Listen, every day I expect to get or to assimilate some knowledge to make billions and billions of dollars. Not just for myself, for my team as well. Every day I expect that I'm going to find some solution that's going to be $1 million per day into my bank account every day with ease. I just expect it. I expect my team every day to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's just my expectation. And some of you may say, well, that's impossible. How are you going to do that? Whatever, wishful thinking. But if I say, like, well, I expect to make $100 tomorrow, then all of you, you'll believe that, right? Oh, yeah. Being like, man, $100? Come on, Wes, you could do $1,000. Like, if I say $100, you'll say, come on, you could do more than that. But if I say $1 million, you're like, come on, man, you can't do that. You get it? Like, if I dream too big, then a lot of you are going to laugh, snicker, and kind of tease me a bit. But if I say, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to make $1,000 a day, you say, all right, well, come on, Wes, you're a millionaire. You can think bigger than that. So if I think bigger, million. Come on, $1 million a day? How are you going to do that? It's funny, right? How people think. But it's okay. It's okay that people have their thoughts about what you're going to do. But what's important is, what are your thoughts about what you're going to do? Because that's all that really matters. Like, what are your thoughts about the success that you want? What are your thoughts about the money that you're going to accumulate? What are your thoughts about retiring your parents? What are your thoughts about putting your children to better schools in a better neighborhood? What are your thoughts about driving to that gated community, going to your estate? Like, what are your thoughts about that? See, I realized something about manifestation in my early 30s is that the how doesn't matter. It really doesn't. But it takes a while for you to believe that because you've been taught all your life about how to do things. How to tie your shoes, how to walk, how to drive, how to smile, how to act, how to behave, how to write, how to speak, how to talk, how to treat other people. Right? So you've been taught how to do things for so many years. So when Wesley Virgin say, well, the how doesn't really matter as it relates to success and financial freedom, then it's hard for you to believe that. Okay? Honestly, I'm just trying to wake you up. I want you folks to realize, like, I love you, and I want you to understand that you've been conditioned poorly. I was too. I was conditioned with the same poor information that you were conditioned by. I was told that money is hard to make. I was told that you have to work hard for money. I was told that good things don't happen to good people. I was told that money don't grow on trees. Yeah. That's what I was told. I was told that it's better than give. It's better to give than to receive. I was told that you should care about others more. You know, you're important, but you should care more about others. I was told that to be did you have to be selfless? You know, it's not about you, it's about them. I was told that. I was told you got to be humble. Be humble. Be humble, man. Come on, be humble. Bullshit.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, we've been conditioned poorly. Okay? And that's why we have to all, especially you, have to go through the process of reconditioning the mind. Do you think that money is the root of all evil? No, not at all. People are the root of all evil. Money doesn't have a heartbeat. Money doesn't breathe. Money doesn't do anything. People do things with money. So how is money the root of all evil? See, that's another saying that keeps people neglecting money. You know, oh, well, you know, they say about money, money might change me. I don't want money to change me. I saw money change so many people. Stupidity. You know, all these little sayings and all these expressions, in my opinion, just meant for you to not make progress. Like, if I tell you that money is the root of all evil, then why would you ever get money? If you think if you have a lot of money, you're going to be an evil person, then why would you ever seek out money? You won't. You'll say, well, I don't want to be like those people that have all that money and don't care about. I'm not greedy like that. Right? You've been taught that if you want too much money, if you want too much of anything, then you're greedy. And greedy is a negative thing. You see the conditioning? It's all wrong, by the way. Like, there's nothing wrong with having more. Like, if you love your wife, you love your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you love your child, I'm pretty sure that you want that love to grow day after day. You're not going to say, well, that's enough love. You know, I'm not going to be greedy, so I'm not going to love you more, and I want you to love me more as well. No. You're going to say, give me more love, and let me give you more love as well. So why is it greedy if I want more money? You understand that? You got to recondition the mind, folks. And that's why listening to these rants are important. Okay? Listening to me is important. And listen, you know, let's talk about the love of money. What's wrong with loving money? How many of you love money? Like, what's wrong with loving money? You love your car. You love your house. Oh, I love my house. Look at my house. Oh, I love my new car. So why can't you love money? What's the difference? They're both things. Like, they can't operate alone. They don't have a heartbeat. So why can't you love money? You love your bedroom. You love your bed. You're like, oh, I love my bed. It's so comfortable. So why can't you love money? See, somebody lied to you. And you bought into their lies. You know what I noticed about most people? I was having a conversation about religion. Usually I don't like having these type of conversations because most people that talk about religion are just so uneducated about religion. But many people just regurgitate what they hear other people say instead of doing the due diligence and just really researching answers for themselves. They just regurgitate. Just like, money is the root of all evil. Well, you shouldn't. The love of money is wrong. Like, have you ever thought about where those phrases come from? You ever researched? Takes about a couple of seconds. Like, who came up with that money don't grow in trees phrase? You see how we're just almost like monkeys and robots? We just repeat exactly what we heard somebody else say. You ever heard a person say, well, they said this, what they said, what they said on the news, what Oprah said, well, the preacher said, the president said, what they said. You see how dumb that sounds? Because most people are idiots, unfortunately. They think like idiots, you know. It's mind-boggling. But I want to free you from that. I want to unlock the chains of bondage. Many of you, you're locked up mentally. Why? Because you don't think for yourself. Like, many of you, you don't think for yourself. You allow other people to do your thinking for you. That's why you keep quoting. Well, they said. What them said. Well, you know what they say. Like, who are they? Like, who are these people that we give so much power to? You ever heard a person say, well, you know, man, you know, most people, they don't get that. Well, you know, most people generalize, you know. Well, you know, most people, they just don't make money. Well, you know, most people, they just don't succeed. Well, you know, the average person is not going to do that, Wes. The average person can't do that. The average person. Then I'm thinking to myself, are you average? Are you talking about yourself? Because I thought you were above average. So why are you comparing yourself to all these average people? Or people that say, well, that's not reality, Wes. Come on. That's not reality that you're going to make $1 million in 1 month. That's not reality. That's not reality, man. That's not reality that that I can just leave my job and jump into a business and make a lot of money. That's not reality, man. You know, when people say that's not reality, what are they referring to? What they want to say is that's not common, that's not normal. True. It's not normal. But I don't know anybody that lives on this planet that wants to be average or normal. I think most people want to be above average. Does that make sense? So why compare yourself to the average people? If I ask you guys, hey, are you average? All of you would say, no, I'm above average. But why are you comparing yourself to average people then? Well, the average person don't have that type of money. Like in some of my programs, $50,000 to a job. Well, everybody don't have that type of money, Wes. Who is everybody? Well, people don't have money like that. Who are people? Which ones are you talking about? The poor average ones like yourself? Well, obviously, man, we're not talking about those people. That's why they're poor and average. You get it? Questions for me here. I'm looking at the comments below. Any questions for me here? If not, I'm done. You know, I just want to chime in and just say hello and give you the opportunity to talk with me and share your deepest emotions and desires and problems. Because, listen, if you ever join a Wesley Virgin rant, you never can say that you never have the opportunity to have some dialogue with a millionaire. You can never say that because you did. I'm here. I'm open. Like, I don't care how many people are watching me. Some of you are so fixated on, well, no one's watching him. He has 1 million followers. He must have bought his followers. So let me laugh at him. Let me criticize him. Oh, you don't have any followers, man. You don't, you bought your followers. They're fake followers. Yeah, you know, that's why no one's listening to you because your followers are fake. Like, you have people right now, and they're laughing at my life right now. And I'm like, okay, great laugh. I'm laughing too, but I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Like, I like social media, but if the people come, great. If they don't come, great. Like, I'm still wealthy. I'm still rich. I'm still doing well. Are you folks with me? I want you to begin to change your mindset about everything. Learn to be kind. Learn how to communicate. Study words daily. Work on your communication skills. Okay? I'm half asleep right now, folks. Ah, What would you say of creating Genius Grill for Poland? I'm not sure. How is it feeling when you wake up and know that you have millions of dollars? It feels good, man. Feels good. Feels great. How can one deceive the mind into perceiving something positive? You're not deceiving the mind if you choose to be positive. Come on. I know some of you are like, well, you're lying to yourself. I can't say that I'm happy and I feel fucked up. I can't say that I'm excited and I feel sad. I can't say that I feel wealthy and I'm broke. And my question is, why not? Like, why can't you do that? Why can't you wake up in a shitty mood, but it's just to decide to be happy? Like, why can't you do that? Since you say that you can't do it, like, you say, well, I can't fake it. I'm lying to myself. Why can't you lie to yourself and the lie is something positive? Like, if you wake up feeling a little bit depressed, and if you choose to lie to yourself and say that you're not depressed, that you're happy, what's wrong with that? Like, what's wrong with that? Should I build my body first or get the money first? Both. You can do them simultaneously here. All right, folks, I guess I'm going to let you go. Mr. Billionaire himself is getting ready to get to work. And I just want you to know that. Like, this moment right now is 12 o'clock in the morning. This is the time to work on your goals and dreams. This is the time. It's the perfect time. It's quiet. This is the time to work. I would say in America alone, we have over 800 million people here. I believe that more than maybe 700 million people plus are asleep right now. And you have a portion of people, maybe a million, that's still up working. Not playing around, not masturbating, not having sex, not drinking, but working on something that the world will see one day. That's me. That's what I'm doing. I'm creating something that one day everybody on the planet will have access to. They will talk about it. They're going to make videos and memes about it. And all of you can witness here tonight that when I said that, you know, my app is going to be on every app on the planet. Millions, hundreds of millions of people going to download the app. Like, I want you to remember what I'm sharing with you. Okay? Watch it happen. I love you guys so much. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Can you share this, please, and like this if you don't mind? I will really appreciate that if you share it and like it as well. Much love, and let's go.